victory in the 2018 World Cup of Soccer after the men's soccer program lost 2-1 to Trinidad and Tobago last night. It'll be the first World Cup missed by the U.S. since 1986. In baseball, Game 4 of the National League Divisional Series, the Cubs and the Nationals, no score. That game is in the third inning. Steven Strasburg on the hill for Washington. Jake Arrieta is throwing for the Cubs. If the Cubs win, they'll advance to play the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League Championship Series. If the Nationals win, the series shifts back to Game 5 in Washington. Later tonight, Cleveland hosts the Yankees in Game 5 of their best-of-five series, with the winner taking on the Houston Astros in the AL Championship Series. From the beautiful new 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, the second hour of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on reliable Ralph. Ask him to move that couch he moved for you last summer. Ralph will do it. Need a ride from the dentist? Better call Ralph. And he won't even film you after the laughing gas and put you online and get millions of views. He's reliable Ralph, for Pete's sake. Reliable Ralph is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the Blues games this year? Well, you need to head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. During all Blues games this season, enjoy your favorite urban chestnut pints for only $2. Don't forget that the beautiful DB's ladies serve their full food menu until 2 a.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays and Sundays till 7. I recommend their Wingy Wingy or one of their signature half-pound burgers. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the St. Louis Blues.
Want to be in a new home before the holidays? McBride & Son Homes has nearly 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in during their very big fall sale. Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point, in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com. For details.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair, and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Make Hot Shots your home for Blues hockey all season long. Blues fans can enjoy Bud Family products and Jack Daniels on special during each game, along with Slapshot deals for Tarasenko tea, Pareko bombs, and Blues sampler appetizers. Don't forget, if the Blues score five or more, Hot Shots legendary tacos are only $1 the next day. Hot Shots is a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues and home to Blues fans for over 25 years.
Don't just watch the games this weekend, make money on them. Get in the action at mybookie.ag and cash in on your winning picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, playoff baseball, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO and they'll double your money on your first deposit. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. That's MyBookie.ag or call 844-900-BETS. Play, win, get paid.
Mortgage interest rates are at the lowest levels of the year, home values continue to skyrocket, and the summertime credit card debt has piled up. Stop making those greedy credit card companies rich and apply online today for your cash out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com.
How much is that jar in the window?
That Dougie in the window.
It's Wednesday,
and for years and years and years, I don't even know how many years, 15, 16, 17, maybe more. Every Wednesday we check in with the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon and your pet's best friend, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Now, before I introduce him, let me tell you how this works. If you have a pet, and my grandson has a pet, it's a gecko. It does nothing. Does it come to you? Sit? Nothing. No, it's a gecko. But Dr. Doug loves the gecko. He loves every pet, everybody's pet, like it was his own. So if you have a pet and you have a question, free advice from the guy who's about as good as it gets when it comes to the veterinary business, and that is this guy. He's brought to you by Window World, the official replacement window of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Lifetime warranty, good housekeeping, seal of approval, Window World. Now, let me give you the numbers before I bring him on here, because this goofy phone number, we're trying to get a better number, but here we go. 855-282-TALK. Let me transpose that into all numbers. 855-282-8255.
855-282-8255.
There you go. Now you have the numbers. Thank you. And you're free to call this man. Would you please say hello and good afternoon from the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Hold on. Wait, my daughter wasn't seated at the applause. It's not a machine. It's an actual audience in the annex, but she has to turn the mic on to the annex. So let's do it again. Hang on. She went next door, doctor, to get us. There you go.
Hey.
There it is. Dr. Doug.
How is everybody there?
We're doing well, doctor. Say hi to Amanda, because I know you know.
Hi,
Amanda.
Honey. How are you? Did you know I was AM and the PM?
Of course. Of course you are.
You're not close enough to the mic.
I'm just sitting down.
Oh. Sorry.
Jeez,
how are you, honey?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, did I tell you I had a son that was available?
You
what? Oh,
time.
Really? What's his name?
Every time you do that.
Tom, I keep
hoping. Oh, Tommy boy, yes, yes. He's never called me.
I know. He never calls me either, so don't feel bad.
Speaking of, would you like to talk to people who have pets? And
I sure do.
Help them out here?
Yeah, I would love to.
He was just saying hi to me.
He's flirting with your daughter.
Yeah.
He's talking about some damn animal.
That's why I'm putting an end to it. That's why I'm putting an end to it.
He's smart.
That's why I'm moving on to the calls. Let's go to, there you go, Todd. Todd, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
Good. I got a question for, let's see. Goldie and Virginia, how have they been transitioning to the new station?
Well, thank you for remembering them. We did bring our pets with us, our dog Goldie and Max. Now, somewhere there's a microphone back in the kennel, but we can't find it, and we let them speak. Max, Goldie, Virginia, and Penis. Penis is
I forgot about it.
Yeah, that's okay. He's our male cat. Virginia is our female cat. Goldie and Max are our dogs. They're fine. They're healthy and fine. Thank you for asking.
Okay, that's all I had.
That's it.
We don't have the microphone set up yet.
No, apparently we did. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jay.
This is the only one I found.
I thank you, Todd.
Who's that?
Oh, that's Max when he's mad.
Yeah.
And you know why he's mad? Because you didn't turn his mic on. Yeah. Oh, man.
It's not my fault. It's Slimy's fault.
Tear you apart.
Slimy.
I'm going to give these numbers like 100 times, but this number, because it's just so convoluted. 855-282-TALK. Jay is up next. Jay, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug, how you doing?
Good, Jay. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. I am AM in the PM.
Hallelujah. What can I help you with?
Just a quick question for you. I've got a, I think she's about 11 years old now. She's a red-nosed pit bull and a Doberman mix.
Uh-huh.
And, the last few years, she's, at least once a year, she's come down with a urinary tract infection.
Okay.
And, you know, they put her on some medication and it clears things up, and, you know, everything's fine for, you know, months and months and months, and then it'll, you know, pop up again. My question is there something we can do with her diet that would maybe try and prevent this, or it's yeah, let me, that we're going to have to deal with.
Yeah, there's a couple things to think about. Number one, have they ever x-rayed to make sure there aren't any stones in the bladder?
What is that? Hold on. What is that noise? Jay, what's that noise? Now it's gone.
I don't know. I'm,
now it's gone.
I don't know. I'm driving, so I'll just talking to you through my car.
Yeah, there's,
maybe
there's
it's Dr. Doug.
No, it's a cell thing. That's all right. We can hear. Yeah. Go ahead, Doug.
Anyway, Jay, I was saying that first thing I do, when I see dogs that come in, they have a urinary tract infection, then they go home, they respond to medication, but after the medication's over, it comes back. I would suggest having your vet do an x-ray to make sure there aren't stones in there that are chronically aggravating the wall of that bladder. And the other thing they might want to do, if her vulva...
Do you have the dog right there? My daughter's here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My goodness.
He's not talking about your daughter.
Yeah, but he said vulva. He said vulva. Well, rude.
Yeah. If that part of her body is tucked up underneath her, she can collect urine and re-irritate herself and get chronic reinfections. So that can be surgically modified, and it's a very, very successful treatment. It's kind of like a cosmetic surgery, okay? So those, I can't see her, so I can't judge that, but your doctor would be able to, your veterinarian would be able to. But I'd first start with an x-ray, because if you have stones in there, you've got to go in and surgically get it, then you put them on a special diet, which you might consider anyway, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Let me know how it goes.
Thank you, Jay. 855-282-TALK. What?
I do have a question about my dog, if you've got a second there, Dr. Doug. On her hind leg, she's got this little mark. It's about the size of a dime, where she's just licked herself like down to the skin, basically. And I'm being told that it could be a hot spot or something. And I've tried using that sour apple spray to keep it off of her.
Yeah, I just
like put you on pause. Like I hit the pause button.
Yeah.
Look, this phone number. This stinking number. Please. They can't catch on.
I like what you did there. You said. We're talking about dogs, and you said you paused it.
Yeah, you caught it. Okay, that was deliberate. Yeah. You caught it. Yeah. Pause, dogs, you get it? 855-282-TALK. 855-282-8255. Go ahead.
So I've been using the sour apple spray that I've been
Yeah, that doesn't work.
What if the dog likes sour apple?
That's what I'm thinking, because it doesn't really deter her. But
in all these years, I've never seen that material work. So there's a whole bunch of different options for you. First of all, let the vet check it out and make sure that that's all it is just a little hot spot, a sore spot.
But
sometimes they'll use a little freezing device that'll kind of dead in that area. Sometimes some vets want to use some kind of injectable on the location, and those would be two common areas, and then you can use all sorts of topical treatments. So again, without seeing, it's kind of hard to say, but I want your vet to rule out any other more serious problems, but it's probably just that there was some focus of irritation, and the dog kept licking at it and just made it exaggerated what's going on there.
Until I get to the vet or anything, should I put on some antibacterial cream or ointment or something?
Yeah, the problem is it's going to lick it off, right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You can probably blot it with some peroxide, because that kind of has like a neutralizing effect, and it kind of cauterizes it in a very mild way.
All right.
Do you have a styptic pencil around?
I do not. I'm not even sure what that is.
No, it works great for your shaving. I'm like, okay, I have one. When I used to use a razor blade,
if you cut yourself,
you touch a styptic pencil, stops the bleeding just like that.
So sometimes I'll use that on a small little sore, and it'll dry it out. So you take something that's very acutely inflamed, and then you just kind of use one of these styptic pencils. The veterinarians have them, too, the little cautery sticks. And sometimes that can just deaden it and stop it. But again, without seeing it, not knowing exactly what you're dealing with, I'm just guessing. But I think that it would be wise to just have somebody take a peek at it.
All right. Thanks, Doc.
All right. Let's go to let me give the numbers again, then we'll go to John first. 855-282-TALK or 855-282-8255. John, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, John.
John?
Hello?
Yes, that's you.
Yes, this is John.
That's why we said, hey, John, let's say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, John. Hi, Dr. Doug, hey. Abe, and the PM.
There you go. Thank you.
How are you doing, John?
I'm doing well. I'll try to keep this brief because I don't want to ramble on.
No, don't, because apparently nobody knows this number.
Go ahead and ramble.
Call it time you want. Ramble on. Go ahead.
Okay. I have a 9-year-old golden retriever. In July, she had what I guess in humans is called Bell's palsy, the left side of her face. I think it's called something different for dogs, but took her to the vet. They ran blood tests. They don't know what it is. They said it just could be something that happened. Keep an eye on it. So it's, over the last couple of months, it seemed like it started to get better. And now all of a sudden, the left side of her face seems better. And now the right side of her face started doing the same thing, slobbering all over the place. She can't blink her eyelids on either side.
Let me ask you something. Is the muscling on the top of her head, you know, there's kind of a crest on the bone. You can feel the bone, but there's muscling on either side of the top of the head. Is that in normal condition, or is that kind of disappearing?
I think it's in normal condition. To be honest with you, I haven't really taken a close look at that.
Okay.
But in conjunction with the Bell's palsy on the right side, her eyes are flickering, and she cocks her head to the right, and she walks around like she's drunk.
Okay, so she's got a number of neurological signs. Sometimes this relationship you're talking about can be related to a thyroid deficiency, so that's one thing your vet would want to check. And then with the eyes and all, that is more suggestive of something truly neurologic that could be in the brain, and the dog's not that old, but old enough that your veterinarian may want to talk about a referral for a CT scan or an MRI, which can be done now in dogs here in St. Louis. We have a tremendous neurologist in town at the specialty clinic, Dr. Wininger, and he is just so bright and so capable. I would strongly encourage you, it's worth it to have a visit with him, and he'll tell you the best diagnostics. Okay.
Okay.
So talk to your vet about VSS referral, and they'll know what that is, and you want to get to the neurologist. And like I said, I've had him work on my own dog, and I think he's amazing.
Okay.
Okay? Because you want to roll out brain tumors or some other kind of, there's something called a spontaneous vestibular syndrome.
That's what I was going to say.
Is that what, hey, Dr. Doug, that's what I talked about. My girlfriend's son has that dog, and the vet related that to vertigo?
Yes. You get a vestibular, means that middle inner ear area, and you can get the vertigo or the dizziness. And you can also get the quivering eyes, which is called nystagmus. But you can also see some of those symptoms.
It is nystagmus. I was going to say that.
You got it. I think that it's definitely worth doing pursuing this with your veterinarian and then possibly the specialist. If your vet thinks it's the spontaneous vestibular syndrome, that sounds like a fancy term, but those are self-limiting and they do really well. We sometimes put them on some meclizine, which is the same drug that we use in humans. Yep. It's called antivert. So when you have vestibular syndromes, it helps you with the vertigo.
All right. Okay. John, does that help?
I think it does. Thank you.
Thank you.
Way to go, John, with vertigo.
And
Oh my goodness.
Don't
laugh. That's not funny. That's not that funny.
Way
to go with vertigo. It's just not that funny.
I thought it was kind of clever. And women like that kind of stuff.
Terry is next. Before Terry speaks, 855-282-TALK. Terry, say hi to Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Terry?
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Terry. How are you?
It's great. I have about a 7-year-old golden doodle. And we've been going through different heartworm medicines with her. When she started taking the heartworm pills, like week to 2 weeks after she has her pills, she has a seizure. So we've gone through 7 or 8 different medicines, and when we switch, she seems like she's fine for like 3 or 4 months, and then she has a seizure, so then we switch again, because it really seems like it's timed with the heartworm pill, but we can't figure out what's causing it.
Yeah, there's many products on the market, and I don't know all the products you've tried, but again, when you see, I'm guessing, and I could be wrong, but that seizure may be coincidental, because of all the products I've seen and used in our own clinic, I haven't seen a seizure response. Not that it's not possible. It's probably not top of my list. So it could be coincidental. And again, with seizures, you want to visit with your veterinarian, and you want to talk to him about what kind of diagnostics are available. How old is the dog? 7 years old?
7. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's definitely worth looking into. And then, you know, the other thing you can do is talk to them about some alternative methods to manage, you know, mosquitoes, and maybe just testing the dog is going to be, if that's what we decide is really the problem, is the medicants. If you can't find a medication that's going to be safe, then you might have to manage the animal in a different way to try and prevent exposure to the heartworm.
What's going on? Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Terry. Does that help?
Yes, it does. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right.
Hi, Tim.
I think something's wrong with him.
No, I've never seen Tim. Tim, he gets the biggest kick out. That old lady calls you a 7-year-old Labrador unless they put her to sleep.
Oh.
And for some reason that struck him as funny.
It's because of my first week on the show. I'm a dog owner. I didn't know you were kidding. You're in a serious segment on this show and you're telling people to put their dog to sleep. And I looked at you and I just gave you the death stare. I'm about to walk off the show. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's like a running gag. Running gag. The funny thing is, if we're ever serious, actually should put it to sleep. They won't believe us. Yeah. They'll think we're kidding. Let's go to Carissa. That's a beautiful name. Carissa, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Carissa. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm AM and the PM.
There you go. Thank you.
Is that with a C
Thank
or a
you.
K?
It's with a C.
That's with a C. Yeah, it's with a C.
Okay.
So we've talked before about my dachshund, and now we need to talk again. My dachshund is 8 years old, and a couple of weeks ago, he jumped off the recliner because he thinks he's an attack dog.
So when I opened the front...
Oh my gosh.
I'm kidding. It's
That's
a joke.
Not even an option.
It's a joke.
I opened the door to the house, and he jumped out of the recliner because he thought he was going to attack us because, you know, he likes to bark. So, and then he went outside to potty, and then he couldn't walk back in the house. And so he acted like his right shoulder hurt him. Well, a couple of days passed. And I took him to the doctor because he continued to complain. I took him to his vet, and they said, oh, it's his back. It has to be his back. Didn't do an x-ray. They gave us medication. A few days later, he was better. And then fast forward to a week later, he couldn't walk.
At all.
So I took him back to the doctor. And they gave him some more medication. And he's just now getting to where he can kind of limp, but he's still favoring his right. Like, he doesn't want to step on his front right paw.
Okay.
I'm thinking it's more of a muscular injury or a ligament or something, but his vet insists it has to be his back because he's an older dachshund.
With the little dachshunds, what he's telling you is that statistically it's very common for the little dachshunds to get disc disease where they have the intervertebral disc just like a slip disc in a human. And it's very common in that breed. And it can be the most common sites are in the neck, which would affect what you're describing. And then you can see it in the mid to lower back or even in the chest area in the spine. So they can see arthritic changes or they can actually see a narrowing of the space between two consecutive disc, but he should have seen that on the x-ray if it was obvious, and he could have shown you that. You can ask to see what he's diagnosing, but if it continues...
They never actually did an x-ray. I'm not sure. I don't understand why they didn't, but they didn't. Which I thought maybe the disc wouldn't show up on the x-ray. Maybe that's why they didn't do it, but you're saying that it should show up.
Yeah, the disc doesn't show up officially, but what you see, unless it's calcified, or you can have a disc that gets kind of gooey, and then if the dog hyperextends its neck or hyperflexes in an incident, like when it's jumping off something, it can cause an acute inflammation or even pressure on either the spinal cord or the nerves coming off. So that one really needs to be more of a workup, and as long as he's walking, you tend not to have to go to surgery, but if he starts to weaken and doesn't improve, you really need to get in there because they're going to do an MRI and they're going to go in there and remove, infuse, or whatever they do to remove the disc on the pressure on the nerves. And my dog just went through this myself. I had to go through with it and the surgery and then rehab and all that. So you don't want to play games with it. And again, I would really encourage him to do x-rays. That's a start. And then, like I said, there are other studies that other specialists might suggest, but go with that first.
Okay. Now, I did notice, and I do believe what you're saying, but I did notice the other day my dog came and stood by me when I was sitting down, and I was rubbing his right shoulder where his pain seems to be. And it's like he was leaning into me. Like he was like, oh, keep rubbing me right there, because it made it feel better on his shoulder. So is that,
it's not a direct indication. Yeah, obviously feels better. But he could also have other problems. He could have a actual shoulder injury, like a little fracture or displacement of the shoulder. There's a lot of other things it could be, but I think your vet's just making an assumption that because of the breed, that it's most likely going to be the back. And that's not always true, but, I'd be inclined to, but you got to do x-rays because that'll
help. Yeah, go ahead and do the x-rays.
Rule that out. Okay. I think that's really good. And if he doesn't want to do it, we'll do it. So.
All right. Nice. I seriously considered it the other day. I was like sitting up with him and crying with him. And I was like, maybe I should just call Dr. Doug. So,
anytime.
All right.
We're here for you.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carissa. And, we're out of time. I wish we weren't, because now the lines are loaded up. And here's the deal, and you need to know this for the yard sale, folks. They have yet to, they still have to put extra lines in here. We got about half the number of lines coming in that we need. So when one clears and somebody hangs up, boom, jump right in. Because it's not like you can have 12 people on hold, so your chances of getting in are pretty good. We're out of time, but Doc, would you like to do this again next week?
Absolutely, and thank you for having me.
I knew you would say that. And ladies and gentlemen, you can find him at the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. He's brought to you by Window World, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Bye, Amanda. Bye, Doug.
Window World, of course you know, over the number one selling replacement window in the United States. We're going to take a little break. We come back. We should have John. What was that? What was that?
That was a mistake of some sort.
And who made it?
I did.
And you are?
I am Limey.
There you go.
My sound effects working.
Sorry.
My mic's not on. What?
My sound effects are working.
Idiot. Yeah, see, that was a joke. They are. Just she's going to hit that button.
No, they weren't. Because I couldn't tell.
No, they weren't.
An idiot.
They weren't.
Now,
I brought them down.
Now, we had to make a judgment call a while ago. And this is why this job is just not something anybody could do. The lady who was talking kind of went on and on and on. And we have, no, that would have been one. But the other was, we have this.
My God, are you still talking?
Now.
My God, are you still talking?
Yeah, and we chose not to play that while she, because she was
concerned. It would have been inappropriate.
Yes, and in hindsight, now I wish we had done it. simply because it would have been inappropriate and funny.
Yeah.
So next time if somebody goes on and on and on and on, just go ahead and practice it.
My God, are you still talking?
There you go. We will come back, and when we do, it's a big night tonight at Londoff, if you remember, in the parking lot. Something big's going on. We'll talk about with him when we come back on 590 The Fan.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season, and if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise into Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
If you want a clean, comfortable shave for less money,
then the move is Harry's. I can speak firsthand to it. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. And what you get with Harry's is an ergonomic handle. It's a weighted ergonomic handle, five precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering, shave gel, and a travel blade cover. You get all that from Harry's. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL.
Want to be in a new home before the holidays? McBride & Son Homes has nearly 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in during their very big fall sale. Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com. For details.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Don't just watch the games this weekend, make money on them. Get in the action at mybookie.ag and cash in on your winning picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, playoff baseball, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO and they'll double your money on your first deposit. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. That's MyBookie.ag or call 844-900-BETS. Play, win, get paid.
Doug Vaughn here. My friends at Bertarelli Cutlery are carving out great deals on knives, cutting boards, butcher block tables, and food processing equipment. Bring your own knives to 1927 Marconi on the Hill, and they'll sharpen while you shop. The craftsmen at Bertarelli can also sharpen lawnmower blades, chainsaws, hedge trimmers, swords, and axes. Oh my! That's Bertarelli Cutlery at 1927 Marconi on the Hill.
I didn't hear it, evidently, while whatever the commercials were going, she had the people were hearing
the sound effects machine. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's because since it was my daughter, it's okay. If you'd done it.
Well, it wasn't really my fault because he didn't turn off the sound machine.
So it was his fault.
Yeah, it was.
All right, I've got a long book.
Wait a minute. Yeah. How is it not your fault for making sure the sound machine was off before you started playing it? Shouldn't you check that?
Tim. I can't do it. He does.
Thank you.
He has control. To turn it off.
You could have done it. Hey, I'm going to play with this.
Hold on.
Dual liability here. Dual
what side are you on, right? Tim?
Hold on.
Pick a side.
This is my daughter. Him Tim. My daughter.
Woody.
No matter what happens, it's not her fault. Okay? Let's be clear about that.
But we do have a logbook.
Tonight is a big night at Johnny Londo Chevrolet. If I were you, I would want to be there between 5 and 8 o'clock. John, are you ready for the tremendous crowd that's going to show up?
Oh, I can't wait. You know, I love people.
And people love you. And they love to eat. And they love toasted ravioli, mozzarella sticks, and all that stuff you're going to have tonight. Say hi to my daughter, Amanda.
Hey there.
Hey, Amanda. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Awesome, awesome. Just great. Have you ever heard me blow my duck call?
No, she just did that with her handcuff.
Yeah.
Hold on. She just did it with her handcuff, and I'm not kidding. It sounded as good as his real dude again. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
My daughter. doesn't even need a purchased store-made duck call.
Yep.
That's talent. Wow. Yep. That's talent. Yep. Talent.
You definitely are your father's daughter. Yeah. One up me.
Yeah. So, now let's find out who her father is.
He makes a living off of one upping me. Now you do. I mean, come on, Amanda.
Yeah, but she can get away with it.
Hey, John, I think she can. I'm going to go pick up my girlfriend, Sandy, and we're going to come over there.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're going to stop by
that'll
tonight.
Go our crowd. Now.
Can he get off early?
Now you got a crowd control issue.
No,
can he get off early? Is there any way that Dad can get off maybe 10 minutes early?
No.
No.
No, but he can go there directly from here, and he'll be there by 7.
Oh, yeah.
Give my employees. You'll be here by...
All right, now let's tell people what's going on tonight. This is the crossover demo. You'd like for people to come and drive this new Equinox.
Right? It's open arm. We are welcoming people with open arms. We're welcoming the awesome AM and the PM customers and so many other people. And we're going to look. You have the availability to test drive Chevy Trax, Chevy Equinox.
Did I just say that?
2018 mm-hmm. Chevy Equinox. The all-new 2018 Traverse.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I believe those are all crossovers. Didn't I say it's a crossover event? Open house, crossover event, same thing.
Are you correcting me?
Nope. People welcome to come and take a test drive. Run down that list of food and who's providing it, because this is half the appeal to me right here. Go ahead.
Have it there in front of you. I have stacks of paperwork in front of me. I would not know how to go get the email.
And can I tell you something? I can't find mine either.
It's Peroni's.
It's Peroni's, I know. Yeah.
I know Peroni's.
And I know that we got mozzarella sticks and toasted ravioli and, pizza. It's just a lot of good food, and it's all free. And let me just say, if you say your AM and the PM, an extra mozzarella stick.
What?
Yes. Extra mozzarella stick and an extra ravioli if you're aiming the PM. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
And if you get anybody there and you say, hey, would you like some toasted ravioli? And they go, no, I don't like toasted ravioli. Kick them right off the lot, because that's almost anti-American. It's certainly anti-St. Louis if you don't like toasted ravioli. Who could not like that?
Everybody loves toasted ravioli.
I think they do. I don't think I have
Amanda, do you like toasted ravioli?
Yeah.
No, I honestly can't ever remember anybody saying, ugh, yuck, toasted ravioli, ever.
My God, you are hilarious.
Unless they're out of town.
Has anyone ever told you that you're a lot funnier than your father?
Yeah, I've told her that.
Shots fired.
I've told her that. That's not a shot.
Shots fired.
Thank you.
So it's officially 5 to 8 o'clock, but if somebody shows up at 8:05 and says, man, I'd like to take a test drive, I'm guessing that's okay.
Well, I mean, we stay open until 9 or 9:30 this evening, so yes.
Late.
Oh, see, she listens. Late.
Listen, don't you?
I do.
You're awesome. I don't know what happened to your dad. You're awesome.
I don't either.
Absolutely the best. But no, we're very excited. We've been all working hard all day. And again, this is some beautiful weather. What a beautiful car shopping weather. Just come by and get to know us and have some fun. Frank, you know we have to talk about, I had lunch yesterday with just great guys with the retired from the IBEW. And Frank, you were going to mention their name. You have that email?
No, I don't.
Uh-oh. Okay, I'll do it.
I didn't get an email with their names.
Jerry Rosales. I did, too, send it to you. Donis and Bill Kruger.
All right.
And with Kevin Shaughnessy, nicknamed Shaggy, and we went to Peroni's, and I promised, I told people when I left, I'm like, I'm going to lunch, we're going to have a blast, going to get to know these guys. They've known each other since the early 80s. They were electricians together. And what does the IBEW stand for?
International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. You're welcome.
Yep. You know what Jim and Jerry and Bill and Bill said to me? Like, we're brothers. That's what the brotherhood stands for. And just to listen to the stories, and we sat around and drank iced tea for half an hour before we went to gorge ourselves on the all-you-can-eat lunch buffet at Peroni's. It's just unbelievable.
And Peroni's is providing the food at the end of the golf tournament Friday, too, as they did last year.
We might have to sneak over there and get a few pieces of pizza before anyone else does. I think we did last year. They were putting them all out, and the smell is just overwhelming. It smells so good. You're like, hey, a couple of those. Just do a taste sample.
Well, we lucked out in two areas. One, tonight, it's low 60s tonight. I mean, how much more pleasant could that be?
It's beautiful.
To go to Johnny Londoff. And then Friday for this golf tournament, low to mid 80s. Perfect.
Beautiful.
Perfect.
Beautiful weather. What are you wearing today? Right, you work at
well,
that's
well,
a weird well, question.
Thank you, man.
What do you
what would Mimi think about that?
Yeah, thank you.
Well, Amanda, what are you wearing?
Well, what would Mimi think
that's
about
gotten a little
that?
Crazy. John, I'm wearing some nice blue jeans and I'm wearing a black
Tommy Bahama shirt and jeans and black leather shoes. That's Amanda, what are you wearing? Tell me what you're wearing.
I'm wearing a plaid shirt.
And like an army jacket.
Yep.
I'm also wearing a plaid
jeans.
Shirt.
And jeans.
Nobody asked what you're wearing.
Yeah,
I'm just
saying. Don't care about you.
Why would you ask? Seriously, why would you ask me what I'm wearing? I mean, I don't get that from other guys. Why'd you ask that?
Just to weird you out. Just to have fun. Because I'm
Well, it worked.
Because normally you would wear, a lot of times you wear shorts a lot, but maybe
no,
not.
I've never, what? I have never once ever at work worn shorts.
Randy wears shorts all the time.
Yeah. That's what it is.
The owner. I have never seriously worn shorts to work one day ever.
Your new best buddy ever since you met Randy. Johnny's number two.
Now maybe that,
three,
now come
you
on,
were,
John.
I think you were like number five, but
no,
never
you,
mind.
You know that's true.
Number five.
No, I got a weird thing about wearing shorts to work. I do think it's a little kind of almost unprofessional. And I'm speaking for other people. Just for me, it seems weird to wear shorts.
Well,
to
if
work.
You ever do, add a couple socks.
Why?
Well, that's what Tom Jones does.
Oh, yeah, well, he rolls them up. That's right. Different. Yeah, he stuffs them.
Stuff in the shorts.
Yeah. So 5 days is the official food.
So are you going to wear shorts the golf tournament on Friday?
Probably, because it's mid-80s. But, that's a great question, because I've thought about that, and I may not. I don't look great in shorts, I don't think.
The previous date that we had in the debacle being kept, the first time that I've worn shorts into the dealership. Normally, I'd wear a pair of slacks and a shirt, then I would change. And that's what I'm going to do Friday, because I have to come in and have to work. We're busy. I have to get some work done. Then I'll, that's my old stomping ground. That's where I grew up, Normandy Golf Course. My Uncle Bill and Becky, they lived right there on the number 15, the par 3.
They actually lived on the golf course?
They were, I mean, that whole was their backyard. Yeah, their big backyard. That was it. Yeah. And we used to sneak over there when we were young kids, and they had gas golf carts, okay?
Yeah.
And the gas filler line was up underneath, the steering wheel. And so we had this one little kid, little Bobby, we'll say. Maybe his name was little Frankie. We'd say, hey, little Frankie, go in there and, he'd go in there and goes, hey, misters. While the guys were putting, can I sit in your golf cart? They'd say, sure. He would lean in there and he'd undo the gas line. And they wouldn't know it, right? You got four guys, two golf carts. So all of a sudden they'd get in there and boom, nothing. It wouldn't go. So they'd have to take their golf bags off of the one cart. And then you'd see these guys holding on to the back end with their golf carts over their golf bags over their shoulder. And then we'd run in there. We'd rehook up the gas line. And we'd go flying down, all the cart paths, okay? Because golf carts used to go 20 miles an hour, okay? And then the course superintendents try to chase us and catch us. Oh my God.
What's funny about that story is you made it sound like one other kid disconnected the gas lines, when in fact it was all of you.
No, we had this one little kid. He was so, and we were all, punks, probably, 11, 12. This kid was about 8, 9. And it was my cousin Greg, well enough, my cousin Jeff. Now, Jeff is too much older. He probably wasn't with us. Who knows? But nope, that's where I grew up, and I can't wait. It's going to be a great
time. My God, are you still talking?
That was Trevor.
Oh, my goodness.
That was Trevor.
That was
Limey.
That was not me.
Is that you?
Oh, you never play that when an advertiser
I didn't. It was Limey.
I think it was hilarious. It, especially for a Brit, it takes a real, sarcastic person to understand their humor sometimes. Yeah,
it wasn't him. She's sitting here with the box in front of her.
Amanda?
Yeah.
Yes?
You know what? You're really funny.
Yeah. You could have had a deal on an Equinox. Now. All right, so the official food time is 5 to 8, but you are open, as you say, late tonight. Make sure they know your phone number and where you're located.
1375 Dunn Road. Florissant, Missouri, 63031. We've been here since March of 1960, and we hope and pray and plan we'll be here many, many more years. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawndog.com. Amanda, would you honor me and sing my jingle?
Oh, this is... Dan, hold on. Dan, you got to have the harmonica. No.
All right, got it.
Give her a note.
Ready?
Perfect. One, okay. Two. One, two, two.
Johnny Lawndog Chevrolet.
Oh, my God. That's unbelievable. Yeah.
Wow. Tremendous.
People listening going, how did he get Celine Dion to do his jingle? Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, exactly.
All right, big night.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. And as always, cannot wait to meet some of the great customers, the AM and the PM crowd.
They'll be there tonight.
I'll see you later on tonight, John. I'll be there.
I can't wait, Danny.
Michelle will be there answering phones also, right? Because Mary
will be here.
Yeah, yeah, cool. I'll see Michelle, too.
All right, we're done talking, Dan. Goodbye.
Hi, John. Hi. Thank you.
Oh, my man.
5 to 8, that's food time. And it's a pretty good food there. A brisket, toasted ravioli, mozzarella sticks.
You know
pizza.
What toasted ravioli and the Frank Opinion Show have in common?
What?
Even the worst toasted ravioli I ever had in my life is still pretty good.
Well, thank you. Even our worst show.
Yeah, our worst show is better show than, is still pretty good.
Better than most
shows. Yeah, yeah.
If everyone would allow me to talk about Good Feet, then I will do that. We'll take a little break. Before you know it, it'll be Playhouse
time. And
we'll
have Bill Clevland on, too.
Oh, my goodness, Bill Clevland coming right up. Running the soundboard today, my daughter, Amanda. A surprise, unexpected visit. I think she'll be here again tomorrow, too. The Good Feet stores are all over the country. There are two in the St. Louis area, one on the Illinois side, one on the Missouri side. I'll tell you exactly where they are after I tell you why you go there and who goes there. People go there because, obviously, the number one reason, foot pain, plantar fasciitis, the number one reason, or other types of foot pain. And then, of course, smart people who have heard about Good Feet and done their homework say, well, you know what, my foot doesn't hurt, or my feet, but I have a knee problem. My leg is hurting, my hip, my back. I have headaches. Knowing that it is very possible, not true in every case, but in lots of cases, that pain also can be eliminated with a slight adjustment in the distribution of weight that you're putting on your feet. I don't know how many square inches the average pair of feet take. It's not many square inches, but that tiny bit of space is supporting all of your weight. Now, at one time, that for Tim Woodburn, that was a lot of weight. What did you weigh at your biggest?
400.
Whoa. Congrats. Good for you, man. I'm not kidding. You've lost about almost 100.
It's in the 90s.
Good for you. So imagine what his feet were going through. They're looking up going, enough! Come on! Don't put any more pressure on us. And sometimes the pain manifests itself in other places. That's why they came up with this brilliant idea of these arch supports and inserts. So here's the deal. You don't need an appointment. You walk in, you tell them where the pain is. It's a simple process. You'll probably be in there 30, 40 minutes, maybe. And if you find the solution, you'll know it right there. When you get up and walk around with these things in your shoe, you're going to know. You're going to feel the difference right there. And I hope you do. In West County on Olive, just west of 270, Caddy Cornered across from Deerberg's, and in Shiloh, Illinois on Greenmount Road across from
Deerberg's.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Let's do that again. I say, I don't read things, and I should. And on Olive, just west of 270, Caddy Cornered across from Friday's, and in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. The Good Feet store is goodfeetstlouis.com.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Tailgate Terry. Without Tailgate Terry, you wouldn't have cold Bud Lights and 7-layer dip at every pregame. That's 56 layers per season. Just the right amount if you ask Terry. Just don't ask him while he's inflating the 8-foot mascot he blows up for tailgating. Tailgate Terry is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Dad was a Bud Light lineman, or is a Bud Light lineman.
Yeah, he was. He was BLL.
Yeah, yes, he was.
Eddie McVeigh here from Maggie O'Brien's. The next time you're downtown for lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, please come see us. We are open 7 days a week and are a premier spot before and after Blues and Cards games, as well as all concerts downtown. I look forward to seeing you and truly appreciate your business. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next to us.
So the Bud Light lime, he would drink the Bud Light lime, and I'd wake up the next day and I'd have a contract signed for some sales deal. That's how I always got Hoosier.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Blues Ticket Tuesdays are back again this season at Hot Shots. You can qualify to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots during every Tuesday game this season. All you have to do is show up to be entered to win. Cheer on the Blues with awesome food and drink specials, including Bud Family Products, Jack Daniels, Tarasenko Tea, Pareco Bombs, Blues Sampler Appetizers, and more. Hot Shots has been home to Blues fans for over 25 years. Visit HotShotsNet.com for more details.
If you want a clean, comfortable shave for less money, then the move is Harry's. I can speak firsthand to it. For decades, One Big Razor Company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. And what you get with Harry's is an ergonomic handle. That's a weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering, shave gel, and a travel blade cover. You get all that from Harry's. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to Harry's.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's Harry's.com, code INSIDESTL.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Madawa.
Let's take a trip. What do you say, Bill Cleveland? There's the guy to take you there. He's brought to you by Window World. The number one selling replacement window in the United States and a very charitable organization. Window World Cares is the charity arm, and I like the way they do it. I like what they've done for St. Jude Children's Hospital. Window World. Bill, where are we going?
Well, we're going to Cajun country today. That's where I am right now, in the beautiful city of Lafayette, Louisiana. Probably never even heard of Lafayette.
I've heard of it,
Louisiana,
but I've never heard of it. Never been there.
Recently voted the happiest city in America. Although, I'll be honest, I've only been in town a couple of hours, so I have no idea why they're so happy, but I'll hopefully figure it out over the next.
But you've been there 2 hours, and you're not happy yet.
I know, I'm hoping. Maybe it's like a 5-hour minimum, and okay, then become happy. We'll see what happens. I'm actually really excited about something I'm doing tomorrow. I'm going to a place called Avery Island. You know what Avery Island is notable for?
I would think birds. No.
No. Avery Island is a private island owned by the owners of Tabasco sauce. They make Tabasco.
Yes. I watched a video of this Tabasco company, this factory. Yeah.
Yes.
Do they make it there on the island?
Yes. It's one family, right? It's a family owned thing, right?
And I always say the name wrong. It's like Mickle Henry, Mickle Henry or something like that.
Yeah, it's tough.
But yeah, they own it.
Yeah, this one family owns all the Tabasco that's shipped all over the world. It's just one family.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I'm very excited. So we're going there tomorrow, and hopefully I'll be calling in while I'm there on the island.
And I would have you bring some back, but I never use Tabasco sauce, ever.
Oh, I don't like spicy.
Fan of it. I don't like hot sauce.
No. I love hot sauce, but that's just too sour for me.
No, I won't tell them that.
No.
It should be pretty fun. One other thing they love down here, crawfish. I am not a fan of crawfish.
No, me either.
It looks disgusting. No. I'm not a fan, but everybody, if you're from Louisiana or you're in Cajun country, as they say, you have to love crawfish.
And do they suck the heads then, too?
Yes, of course they do. Yes, you suck the head out,
man.
And you either love it or act like you love it if you live there.
Oh, it's horrible.
And what I'm terrified of, you know, Louisiana in particular, but really down here in this Lafayette area, area, alligators. They've got friggin' alligators all over the place.
And be careful.
If I had to pick one thing that scares me to death, I would say a tie between snakes and alligators. But really, alligators, I think, is what scares me to death.
Well, let me tell you something. Alligators don't. I'll tell you what alligators don't like. They go down there and they poke at them with those big long poles. And be careful with that nose, Bill. Mm-hmm. You get near an alligator, they're sticking that big pole at them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where Hebe. Yeah, thank you.
I got it.
Yes, you got it. Sorry, Bill. That hurt your feelings. I hope it didn't hurt your feelings.
Yeah, a little bit. But you know what? I'm in the happiest city in America.
There you go. It's a good place to be.
And then I'll just lastly tell you, I'm going to be doing some Cajun dancing. They're going to actually teach. I'm there at a travel writers conference, and they're teaching all of us how to do some Cajun dancing.
Bill, we want video of you Cajun dancing. That is mandatory, or you're off the show. Okay?
We have to have video.
All right. We'll get it done. So you want to find some more, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com or Facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
All right, thank you. Bill Cleveland, everybody. All right. Turn that mic on, man. I wouldn't go away if I were you.